and that they urge Wrangell to do the same.
Paragraph of the second to the last paragraph is probably one of the really important ones on it. It actually is talking about willing to work with everybody. They're not going to just, that was the big one.
Which one are you talking about? Finally resolved?
No, now therefore it may be resolved. That's where they're saying Petersburg Borough finds it that the August 19, 2013 memo from SEPA CEO to President Thomas Bay Power Board regarding the operation and maintenance agreement for the Taiyi Hydroelectric Project to be acceptable and is willing to work with the SEPA and TVA boards to make the offer or a similar negotiated offer a permanent agreement.
A permanent agreement, right.
They're willing to work with us and everybody else. They're not just backing out of the whole thing.
So in other words, they're saying
work.
In principle, they agree with the with what was laid out, and they want to work to making a finalized agreement.
Yep.
That's my understanding.
Yep.
Anything further on that? Okay, item 5CC. Future Thomas Bay Power Authority and Commission. This I, status quo. Item 2, Thomas Bay Power Authority absorbed by Wrangell. Thomas Bay Power Authority absorbed by SEPA. And 4, Thomas Bay Power Commission active versus inactive status.
Mayor?
Yes.
So this agenda was written, I think, last week, and since then the Energy Committee has met, and at their meeting they forwarded recommendations to the Borough Assembly regarding this specific thing that we're talking about here, the future of Thomas Bay Power Authority and the Commission, and they had basically some pluses or minuses, advantages or disadvantages to two options, either Wrangell absorbing the Thomas Bay Power Authority employees or SEPA doing that. And so I just wanted to bring our attention to that. It's kind of, it's the Wrangell's Energy Committee is on our list to discuss, but I think we should bring that forward and discuss it while we're on this topic here.
I think the biggest thing is that we need to look at the advantages and disadvantages of either way. And also, when we bring all this in, I mean, it's part of the other thing was there was another, this other portion in here, this other draft is the other thing that the energy community wanted to bring forth to get this also possibly moving and going in some direction. But this is what we came up with. I should say this is what was brought to us as a recommendations, as disadvantages or advantages, and the majority of them were advantages towards SEPA taking it. So, I mean, that was how it was wrote in here, what I looked at. So, questions, we can probably come up. You know, if you have questions, we can try and answer them, or we can have... Jeff was there, so we can, he also helped out bring this information forward.
Well, I think there were two basic items, two recommendations. Put forth. One that recommend that a letter be sent to the SEPA board requesting that the meeting recordings are kept for a longer period of time.
Well, that was the one, yeah.
And then the two options for the operation in Taiyi.
Correct. So I'm assuming everybody's had the opportunity to look at these things.
Yes.
Just as a energy board member, there certainly may be many other advantages and disadvantages. These are kind of general things we could think of. And like I said, there could be a zillion other things that other people could think of, and nothing else come to mind at the meeting, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. So certainly feel free if you think there's something else that wasn't included here. Like I said, there certainly could be other things that on either option, so.
Any further comments or discussion on that?
The only thing that I've got is, I think the best option is to go ahead and draft a resolution and consider that we get a formal proposal for SEPA for taking over operations at Tyee and put Thomas Bay Power into an inactive status. The other option would be to take over Tyee ourselves. And as a small community, first off, if there's ever a major incident out there, whether that be an equipment malfunction or an earthquake or whatever, we could not afford to repair that by ourselves. On top of that, in remaining with SEPA, it gives us a much larger voice at the state level when we seek grant money and federal assistance money to do other energy exploration or make repairs or anything like that when we're talking about Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell all together rather than just Wrangell by themselves.
Okay, any further discussion? Yes.
Well, one other thing on the Energy Committee's list of advantages and disadvantages that I see and became really clear to me as I waded through all these documents that started from Fort Ann Pool days till now. And you can see as through, you know, the history of the projects evolve, one of the major differences today that we're dealing with is the intertie, so the connection between the two facilities. And that really changes, from my perception, how everything is managed. And to me it makes sense to look toward an organization like SEPA to manage that, because there is this interconnection, and now you're looking at, you know, ways to make the operation work to the best of all three communities, not just one facility working the best for Ketchikan or the other facility working to its best for Petersburg and Wrangell. But you actually have this connection now where it starts to get a little bit more complicated in how you manage it when you're talking about day-to-day power needs and your annual power needs. So I see that as a difference that has come, you know, in the last few, I don't know, 4 years or so, that makes a difference to how things are managed and operated. And to me, it lends itself more towards the SEPA management of Tyee.
What we need to do is this, with this on the table for item C, is something that it was spoken to as a direction. And if you would like to read it, Julie, since you're the one that, it's something that it was the Energy Committee spoke of, and the majority of us thought that this is something that we and Julie needs to go forward.
Well, is this on the table for the public?
It is.
Okay.
I do have copies. I can distribute if you'd like me to.
Please, that would be wonderful. I'll wait till everybody has them and I'll read it. And I wrote it out because it's, you know, a little bit lengthy, and I wanted people to be able to, this is just a draft motion, and I want there to be discussion. If there's other parts or that need to be deleted, changed, added, or whatever, that's why I wanted it in writing for everyone to see. So this is a draft again. Move to direct the borough manager to draft a resolution for consideration at the Assembly's regular meeting on December 10th, 2013, which includes the following. Direction for borough manager and attorney to enter into negotiations on a written offer between SEPA, Petersburg Borough, City and Borough of Wrangell, and Thomas Bay Power Authority, which essentially accepts the terms of the August 19th, 2013 memo from the SEPA CEO to the Thomas Bay Power Authority President. The written offer will be brought back to the governing bodies of each group for final approval. The City and Borough of Wrangell's acceptance of this offer is contingent upon the following. And I have one, two, three, four, five, six things. First one, current Thomas Bay Power Authority employees will have assurance that for 2 years under SEPA management, these positions will not be terminated or removed from Wrangell. Second, current Thomas Bay Power Authority employees will be held harmless during the management change. For example, accrued benefits will be transferred or otherwise compensated for. Thomas Bay Power Authority non-net billable expenses for the fiscal year 2014 will either be paid in total by SEPA or half will be paid by Petersburg. Fourth, Thomas Bay Power Commission is not dissolved but rather placed into an inactive status, which would allow for its reactivation if necessary in the future. Fifth, transparency and open communication will continue to be improved upon between the City of Wrangell, City and Borough of Wrangell, and SEPA through one, future appointments of at least one assembly member to the SEPA board, and two, digital audio recordings of future SEPA board meetings being maintained for at least 2 years at the SEPA office. And sixth, the memorandum of understanding between the City of Ketchikan, Petersburg Borough, and City and Borough of Wrangell dated December 22, 2008 regarding the commission of an independent analysis of full divestiture will be extended from December 31st, 2014 to December 31st, 2019. And if you'd like, I can kind of talk to each of those things, kind of explain why.
I think it's pretty clear.
Was that a motion?
Yeah, we need a motion to go into it any further.
Oh, okay. Well, I so move.
I'll second.
We have moved and seconded. Now we can have the discussion.
Okay.
I just have one thing. I understand you're having a appointment of at least one assembly member on the SEPA board, which is a very good idea. But there are a lot of us that already are pushed to the max as of what we're doing. And if we have somebody that is interested in being on the SEPA board, I mean, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But making it mandatory, or as how you put it, future appointments of at least one assembly member, I'm not sure if that's a, I don't know. I mean, that's my feeling. I just, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of us that already have a lot of other things that are on their plate right now. And one other thing added to it is going to be a lot. That's my thoughts.
So not necessarily making a requirement, but
recommend.
A recommendation.
More of a recommendation.
A recommendation would be great, because it would be if we could actually have it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be more information, like we're coming to us, we could actually have more interaction, and we could say, yeah, this is what's happening here.
Yeah, my point there is just to make the connection and the flow of information tighter, so that we all understand and we can get reports or ask questions at every single meeting if needed.
Yep, it is. It's really, but I think it'd be more of a recommendation instead of.
Just for public, the first item about the 2 years.
Yes.
Would you clarify that, please?
Well, so for those first two items about the Thomas Bay Power Authority employees, basically. I'm concerned that, I mean, the offer was made to retain the employees and absorb them into SEPA. They become SEPA employees. And I just am concerned that there's some assurance that is going to happen for a certain period of time. And so 2 years is not, I mean, it's kind of a number I pulled out of the air, but it's something of some certainty. And
you're talking about the positions, not the employees themselves.
Well, I mean,
Because when you get...
You can't require an employer to never fire somebody, right? I mean, so maybe they got caught doing something illegal. I mean, you know, but...
That was what the point I was trying to get at.
Maybe add in there to retain them unless there's...
Without cause.
Yes.
But I think they're in a union or, and there's certain protections within that system, but...
Are all of them though?
But it could be very sticky if it's not in writing.
Well, and this is a general intent, again, to more clarify, this motion is an intent to give to Jeff to write out in more clear language for us to vote on next week.
To tweak it.
And yeah, so Jeff would have the ability to, you know, really fine tune it and make it,
well,
you know.
Well, Jeff could do this and with the borough attorney's help,
mm-hmm.
make sure that it's in there, the wording is how we can meet, so it's more up to legal.
Legal.
Who? Legal. Oh, right. Something ringing back here. It wasn't me. Anyway, that was...
Okay. Mr. Atkins,
yes, sir.
Anything in this that gives you a lot of heartache or anything that you would have a big problem with? I mean, there's no sense in going into a lot of this and then have it come back three or four times. Let's get it out now.
First of all, Trey Atkinson, 522 Sunset, from Ketchikan, and thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the first I've seen of it, so I'm still kind of digesting it a little bit and kind of going through the machinations that you guys are as well. Clearly, I mean, if there's a for cause deal for a termination, it certainly, my original intent with the proposal of solutions that previously brought forward, had some of those employees would be administrative for SEPA, and some of them would potentially be under the union if that's the direction that went. So the folks under the union would typically be under a progressive disciplinary action process. And then the folks under the administration, or the administrative side, would fall under SEPA's process. We don't have a formal progressive disciplinary action, if you will. And then there's also the consideration with current contracts, labor contracts that are in place with the Thomas Bay general manager. You may want to think about synchronizing some of these timelines with contracts that may synchronize a little bit better. I'm going to kind of read through them here real quick, and I'll try to give you just a couple comments if you'd like. That was for the first bullet there. I'm not sure if you could just elaborate maybe on number two, or on the second bullet there.
Sure, and my intent there is, and it kind of came from a conversation Mick and I had, I wanted to make sure that the employees basically were not shafted in a change in management.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know all the details there, and to me that's something that's not in the negotiation process, but whether there's accrual of benefits or something, you know, I just don't want to see employees left holding the bag because management changed. I don't think that's fair, and so that's the intent behind that one.
And I clearly agree with that. I mean, we want this to be a positive change for the employees. Mm-hmm. As I stated in my previous proposal, I think for the plant employees, it's a huge benefit for those folks that are on Tier 4. They'll actually have a livable wage when they go to retire, because, as you know, Tier 4 is basically a 401k program. So the whole intent here is to make things better, and we certainly would do whatever is necessary. I think maybe a better term would there to keep them whole, keep whole clause. A lot of union contracts have that term. Rather than held harmless.
I figured I wasn't using the right words, but.
It was close. The intent was there. I think with regard to the non-net billable expenses, we can, depending on when the transition occurred, we could probably come to some suitable solution there on who's going to cover what there. I think that that's easy to achieve that.
And again, my intent there was just that Wrangell doesn't get stuck holding the bag for more than our fair share.
Yeah. And I think Petersburg has expressed a willingness to work with us to achieve an equitable outcome to that.
One of our big concerns is transparency and open communications, particularly meeting minutes. We want to have the option if we need to go 6 months or a year back and pull some meeting minutes on what transpired during a SEPA board meeting. We want the option to be able to do that. It's only the cost of a CD to record that and keep it on file someplace where we can request it.
I understand that, and I guess I'll just have to bring that forward to my board and get their a buy-in on that, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Okay.
It's just not something that we've implemented at this point yet. I know there's been some challenges with like people calling in toward meetings, and you know, to be perfectly frank, it's pretty difficult for SEPA staff to come to a new location each time. We try to rent different spaces to try to share the economic advantage of us coming to town. So sometimes we'll have it in one location and another one. If we had all of our meetings in one room, I mean, we could really get it dialed in so everything worked perfect. And I apologize. We're looking at some things that we can do to improve that. But I think it's always going to be a challenge with the way our meetings are structured and going to different locations every time. And certainly if recording as best we could of those proceedings, maybe that would help. So we'll certainly look into that. I don't see that as a big obstacle. And I hope you guys can agree that from the period of time that I took over as CEO about a year and a half ago, we have made huge strides in openness and transparency. We put our documents on our website. We now post all of our board packets and board minutes. So we have opened up a lot, and now I'm doing the community flyer that coincides with each of our board meetings to help try to condense that down into a digestible version to help open communications between all three communities. So we're trying to do things better and be more open and transparent for the public out there. And the inactive status, obviously, that would be up to you folks, and that was one of my recommendations in my proposal, is that you just put it on inactive. You don't have to. I know it's embedded in your charters, and that's probably the simplest way to handle it at this point, and certainly it's there if you find a future need. I recommend that. And then the MOU between the cities and boroughs, that's SEPA is not a signatory to that MOU, so that's completely up to you folks. So I think this is well thought out, and I appreciate the consideration for the proposal. Certainly here to answer any other questions you may have to.
Thank you.
Yes. Maybe we could hear from Mick as well.
If he has something to say, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want Michael Nichols, 1188 Panhandle.